Today is Friday, May 15th. You're listening to the GPP Shareholder Activism and Corporate Governance Newsletter. The SEC wants to make IPOs great again, and it believes that one path to doing so is easing reporting requirements for publicly listed companies. Last week, the SEC made official its much-anticipated proposal to permit public companies to report earnings semi-annually. If adopted, companies will effectively have the option to trade three Form 10-Qs for a single semi-annual Form 10-S. As a new memo from Gladstone elucidated, for companies, this isn't only about filing fewer earnings reports. It's also about the impact on the proactive investor relations strategy and what happens between filings, managing market expectations, and establishing equity story narratives, maintaining analyst credibility and sustaining investor engagement, handling material non-public information, MNPI, and navigating insider trading windows. The proposal, if approved, could create more volatility in an issuer's share price, force investors to find alternative sources of information, and may not be the panacea some policymakers and corporate chieftains hope. While you can dive into detail on all three paths, including their implications in our memo, the below showcases what would happen if companies choose to report semi-annually. Path 1. Go semi-annual. Companies that choose semi-annual reporting will likely frame it as a move toward long-term strategic execution over short-term earnings management. Smaller cap companies, controlled companies, pre-revenue tech, pharma and biotech firms, and businesses with multi-year project cycles, such as emerging mining companies, seem like the most natural fit as quarterly GAP financials may not explain the full equity story. However, semi-annual filing doesn't mean semi-annual disclosure or less work. The Form 10-S would still require a robust six-month MD&A, and while audit procedures shift to review level, co-panelists Doug Braunstein of Wells Fargo and Melissa Sawyer of Sullivan & Cromwell that discussed the importance of mastering the deal narrative and stakeholder communication strategy. Two takeaways came through loud and clear: the importance of communicating to a company's number one asset, its employees, and reading the political moment at both the state and federal level. Read more: Project Half Cash, Half Stock eBay Surprises No One by Rejecting GameStop's Bid. In a letter to GameStop CEO Ryan Cohen, eBay's board chair described the $56 billion unsolicited bid as neither credible nor attractive. Cohen has previously expressed willingness to run a proxy fight at the company should the board reject his bid. Once again, Matt Levine's commentary is a must-read. Read more: Financial Times, Intertech set to agree £10.6 billion takeover by private equity group EQT, Intertech, an assurance, testing, inspection and certification, ATIC, provider, is ready to recommend EQT's offer after rejecting the private equity firm's previous three bids. This comes as the company finds itself under activist pressure from Matt Peltz and Palliser Capital. Read more: Financial Times, Nelson Peltz in talks to raise funds for Wendy's Go private bid, Trayan Fund Management, who recently partnered with General Catalyst and ChewIA, to take Janus Henderson private and own 16% of Wendy's, has their sights set on taking the fast food chain private and is looking for investor backing to formalize a bid in the latest in the firm's long-standing engagement. Read more: Corporate Governance. The Conference Board, From Principles to Practice, Governing AI in the Corporation. Based on a recent Conference Board survey of corporate citizenship leaders, this report examines how companies are adjusting to governance in the world of AI along with an economic, policy, and reputational landscape that is constantly evolving. Read more. Governance Intelligence, Berkshire Hathaway AGM vote signals rising support for human capital proposals. Support from more than a quarter of Berkshire Hathaway shareholders for a human capital disclosure proposal suggests workforce oversight is becoming an increasingly mainstream governance issue for boards. Read more. IPO. Reuters, Cerebra set for debut in stock market gripped by AI mania. After pricing at the top of its range this week, Cerebra has entered the U.S. market on a wave of investor euphoria and kicks off a litany of anticipated AI offering this year. The excitement was shown through the first day of trading as shares opened at $350, up 89% from its IPO price of $185, valuing the company at $75 billion. Read more. CNBC. Fervo Energy raises $1.89 billion in IPO, CEO, on the company's NASDAQ debut. Fervo's CEO Tim Latimer joined Squawk Box with Andrew Ross Sorkin, saying of the geothermal startup's successful debut, "There's been a consistent elevation of how important new electricity growth is to the overall economy, and that was a big part of our decision to go ahead with the IPO. Watch here, from our desk to yours." As spring settles in, there are few better ways to spend a Wednesday evening than dinner and wine with friends at one of Elio's outdoor tables on the Upper East Side. This week, we had the fortune of doing just that. Elio's has been welcoming New Yorkers and visitors alike since 1981. serving classic red sauce dishes over mahogany tables on the corner of 84th Street and 2nd Avenue. It is a place that is a little gruff upon entry but softens up as the night progresses. Simultaneously, a spot where the veal is pounded paper thin and some of the patrons ordering it arrive with a security detail. We started our indulgences with beef carpaccio and fried zucchini, following them up with a few pastas for the table, including spaghetti alle vongole and lasagna bolognese. For mains, we stuck to the classics, veal piccata, chicken scarpariello, and a delicious special of soft-shell crabs muniere. The table shamelessly toggled between white and red. A wonderful 2015 Barolo Gramolare by Fratelli Alessandria was a fan favorite, before rotating into desserts and an espresso to close out the night. Ilio's is a New York institution. We didn't realize how much we'd missed it and won't wait this long again. Finally, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, we recommend the live music, vendors, and local artists at the Park Avenue Festival this Saturday between 34th and 40th Street. Open tabs. Semaphore with Morning Joe and Squawk Box. Versant looks to market its influential audience at the upfronts. Read more. The Atlantic, The Secrets of the Sarcophagus Dealer. Read more. The New Yorker, How Americans Caught Gold Fever. Again, read more. The Financial Times, The World's Best Hotel Breakfasts. Read more. Upcoming events. June 6 to 9, NERI Annual Conference, Chicago, IL. June 10 to 11, FT Outstanding Directors Exchange, New York, NY. June 18 to 20, Rome Conference on AI, Ethics, and the Future of Governance, Rome, Italy.